Hello everybody, this is Adam Roxby from Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth, and it's time for another report from the Hangings. Yes, this beautiful spot where people love to take their dogs for a walk and go for a stroll has been the focus of a concerted and successful campaign from the local Friends of the Earth group here in Harwich. And what we are trying to do is maintain its level of cleanliness and maintain the biodiversity and the pristine order that we would all love it to see it in. So, as you can hear, the birds are out and it's a bit of a brisk evening, so let's have a look and see what we can see. Now, the actual quality of the hangings itself is not too bad, actually. We've not got a huge amount of waste along the actual route of the hangings, and I think in the future the local group here in Harwich is going to conduct a litter pick to try and get the actual recyclable litter and the non-recyclable litter picked up, because we have a number of cans dotted around. But the main problem seems to be at the moment over the fence, where people have thrown, I can see at least one black bag and various other bits of plastic. So people have obviously been throwing waste over the fence on the side of the railway lines. And for those who are familiar with the hangings, you know, you've got that big hill and at the top is the picnic bench. So I'm just going to go and have a look up there and see what I can see. And while walking here, there's obviously bits of cans and other recyclable objects. Now, at the base of the hill, at the end closest to Lidl and the other supermarkets, I can see at least one big car tyre, or it might even be a truck tyre, actually, looking at the size. And there is also a trolley, which appears to be from the local Asda store. So, walking a bit further up the hill, heading towards Dovercourt train station, can't seem to see any more large bits of waste. Ah, and as we get higher up, about halfway up the hill, there's at least one more shopping trolley and some dog mess as well. And what else can I see? Ah, there's another trolley, so that's brought the count up to three so far. And there's another one, so that's at least four for certain. And there's even a briefcase over there. So, that gives you a little bit of an insight into the state of the hanging. So, while there's obviously the continuing problem of little bits of small waste along the actual hangings itself and along the actual pathway, there seems to be a bigger problem, or more pervasive problem, of people throwing waste over the edge. Oh, and as I walked to the top of the hill, I counted my fifth shopping trolley. So there was clearly an issue here, and there's clearly a need for something to be done. And it might please you to know that members of the group, members of Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth, have been in contact with the police and with the council, and Friends of the Earth, with the help of its volunteers, with the help of the local community, are committed to keeping this important and, as I said, much loved area of Harwich, which is a very popular destination for many. We are committed to keeping it in good order and clean, so that everybody can enjoy it. So be sure to follow us on Twitter at HarwichFOE, and also keep an eye on our website, which is harwichfoe.co.uk, for more updates. And while I'm speaking of our website, we've also still got our campaign to get Bernard Jenkin, the MP for Harwich and North Essex, to support Clean British Energy by supporting an amendment to the energy bill to get that crucial decarbonisation target in there for 2030. So if you haven't already visited our website and signed that petition, I urge you to just take 2 minutes out of your day to do something truly positive and truly worthwhile. So this is Adam Roxby from Harwich Peninsula Friends of the Earth saying goodbye for now.